अन्वेतदुपनीतं मे माताजी तंकमां विश्वम् एते प्रीतकतंडुला What word meaning? Nanu whether etat this upanitam brought me for me parama supreme prinanam giving satisfaction sake o friend Tarpayanti ingratiate Anga my dear Mam me Vishwam the whole universe Ete these Pritukatandulaha Grains of flat rice. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. My friend, have you brought this for me? It gives me extreme pleasure. Indeed, these few grains of flat rice will satisfy not only me, but also the entire universe. Please repeat responsively. My friend, have you brought this for me? It gives me extreme pleasure. Indeed, these few grains of flat rice will satisfy not only me, but also the entire universe. Purport. Srila Prabhupada writes in Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is understood from this statement that Krishna, being the original source of everything, is the root of entire creation. As watering the root of a tree immediately distributes water to every part of the tree, so, an offering made to Krishna or any action done for Krishna is to be considered the highest welfare work for everyone, because the benefit of such offering is distributed throughout the creation. Love for Krishna becomes distributed to all living entities. Om Ajnanatim Randasya Jnanan Janasalakaya Sakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam karoti vachalam pangam langayate girim yatkrapatam aham vande shri gurum dinatarinam paramananda madhavam shri krishna chaitanya devam vancha kalpatarabhyasya kripa sindabhya evache patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha namo vishnupadaya krishna prasthaya bhutale shrimate bhaktivedanta swaminiti namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pastachade Satarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare In these two chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam, the pastime of Lord Krishna with his dear friend Sudama is described. Sudama was a Brahmana living in Porbandar, today's Porbandar in Gujarat. That was the place Sudama was living. So he was very devoted Brahmana, strictly following the Brahmanical culture. So Brahmanas are supposed to depend on the mercy of the Lord. Brahmana is not supposed to work. Working for another person means Shudra. Usually what the Brahmanas do, they practice their spiritual activity. Brahma janati iti Brahman. Brahmana means one who knows about what is Brahman. Brahman means God. So when one knows God is the supreme personality and he is maintaining the entire universe, they don't take any special effort to maintain themselves. Simply they preach. They are expert in few fields of knowledge, Ayurveda, Jyotish Shastra. So they may go to some place, they will turn some Jyotish for the person, then they will give some rice, okay, take some rice, some sabji. And somebody is sick, they will come to the Brahmana, he will give some Ayurvedic, he is a physician also, give some medicine, they will give some charity. So they simply depend upon the charity of others, indirectly depending on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. On its own, whatever comes, they take. They don't take special effort to accumulate something and keep it in the store for the whole year. Doesn't work like that. Then it becomes like a Vaishya Sudra. Brahmana is depending on God 100%. So this Sudama was an exemplary Brahmana. Means his standard was like an example for others. So, as he was living like that, simply satisfied with whatever comes on his own, if he leave it like that, what happens is not much comes, you know. So he was very poor. He had his wife and children, and it was like more or less starvation. He was not disturbed. A person who is highly advanced, he doesn't get disturbed by the dualities of this material world. Happiness and distress, heat and cold, all these things, you know, opposites exist in this material world. So a conditioned soul becomes disturbed when it is distress. He becomes very happy, oh, I got so many things, happiness. Influenced by the modes of material nature. Somebody who is advanced, when it is happiness also, okay, no problem. Distress also, okay, no problem. Exactly like the lotus leaf in the water not being touched by water. So as he was living a simple life like that, His wife had a hard time in cooking, because there is nothing to cook anyway. So what will the children take? Okay, the elders can fast also. What will the children take? So one fine day, Sudama's chaste wife came to Sudama and said, "My dear Brahmana, it's all fine, but there is nothing in the house. So why don't you do one thing? Don't you remember that you had a very good friend, one good friend of you? Lord Krishna. So why don't you go and see Lord Krishna? He is king, as good as king. You are poor Brahmana, you can go and see him. Brahmana is supposed to beg charity. Brahmana can actually beg charity from the kings. It's allowed. And kings are supposed to give charity. You can't let the Brahmana go empty-handed. He is supposed to ask, what do you want? Whatever he says, you have to give. That is the dharma of a Kshatriya, to give charity to the Brahmana. Because Brahmana engages those charity in service of Krishna. Brahmana is allowed to take charity because he is worshipping Krishna. Any Brahmana, he has to worship Salagram Sila. If you don't do any spiritual activity, then not a Brahmana is not by caste. So because you accept something for Krishna, that is allowed. If you accept for yourself, then it's a problem. How much karma one can take. Accepting for Krishna is allowed. So since Brahmana is always engaged in Brahmanical activity of worshipping Krishna, he is allowed to take charity. And Kshatriya, being the protector of the entire nation, citizens, he is supposed to give charity to Brahmana so that the worship of Krishna will go on. So Sudama's wife said, why don't you go and see Krishna? He will give some charity, at least then we can be living little bit comfortably. Actually, Sudama was not willing to go for the sake of begging charity. Are why I should go? If Krishna wants, he can send always. But then he thought, oh, it's a good idea that I can go and see my old friend Krishna. It is good to see him. So, taking advantage of this, he said, okay, I will go, because that gives an opportunity for me to meet Krishna. Then he asked, I should carry something, you know. You have any gift? In the house there is nothing anyway already. What gift she can come and tell? She said there is nothing, but then what to do? She actually went to the neighbors and begged for flat rice. Poha. Flat rice. Sukha sukha poha. 4 handfuls of poha. So she brought it from the neighbor. She didn't even have anything in their house. You had to go to neighbors to bring. Then she said, oh, this poha you take for Krishna. So poha, no, he had a chadar. No, the chadar me bandh liya. No, it tied in the. There is no bag also. He was not going to see Krishna with some heavy luggage, you know. He had nothing anyway. Dhoti ek chadar, bas, nothing else. And that dhoti also, it is described that it is not very fresh, new dhoti, old dhoti, torn. Idhar udhar thoda silai silai karke torn dhoti. So he tied this little poha, which is even begged from somebody else. They didn't even have anything. So with that, Sudama started towards Dwarakapuri. From Sudampuri to Dwarakapuri, this poor bandar to Dwaraka, even today you can see it's at least a couple of 100 kilometers. So Sudama was thinking about Krishna. Oh, now it's a wonderful opportunity for me. I am going to see Krishna. Then he thought, whether I will be allowed to see Krishna or not. Because he was looking very poor. It is said that he was so skinny that, you know, it is like the veins were visible. And also you are only wearing chadar everywhere, you know, it's all open, and you know, he doesn't have much flesh also. And no, cloth itself is very simple cloth. And he thought maybe Dwarka is the capital city. Rajdhani, whether I will be first of all allowed to meet Krishna and have an audience or not. Anyway, let me go and see what happens. So he was going along with a couple of brahmanas and finally he reached Dwarakapuri. So there were gates, so many gates were there. So he crossed, it is said that he crossed three gates. One after another, he was not obstructed, he was happy, oh, I am allowed to go inside. And finally, he found one palace, wonderful palace. And then he wanted to enter that. So he just, as he stepped inside the palace, he felt as if he entered Vaikuntha Loka. Immediately. Transcendental experience. Oh, what happened? Like, it's like shock. Some spiritualist receive shock. This is real spiritual shock. Awakened Krishna consciousness. So he experienced a bliss, transcendental bliss. And that palace was Rukmini's palace. Like Krishna had, 16,108 wives. He had so many palaces also, so many palaces. And he also expanded himself into all of these palaces. So the palace Sudama stepped in on his own was Rukmini's palace. And at that time, Lord Krishna was sitting on the bed of Rukmini and he was talking to Rukmini. So when he saw Sudama from a distance, he could recognize him. Oh, this is Krishna is Paramatma seated in everybody's heart. He is seated in Sudama's heart also. He was only waiting for Sudama to enter his palace. So as soon as Krishna saw Sudama, immediately he got up from his bed and rushed towards Sudama and he embraced him. So Sudama was very happy. I thought that I will get an audience or not. No, Krishna has come. Wow. Then he took him inside and then he made him to sit on the bed of Rukmini. And all the maid servants are watching what's happening here. Who is this poor fellow inside? And Krishna is, putting him on the bed. And Rukmini is also watching from the side. So, Krishna called for, bring all the paraphernalia for worshipping this Brahmana. Krishna washed the feet of, it is actually the dharma of a Kshatriya to honor a Brahmana. See, this is two things involved. One is his friend. That is one aspect. But another aspect is, Krishna is playing the role of a Kshatriya, whereas Sudama is playing the role of a Brahmana. So he is supposed to, worship the Brahmana. So he put him on the bed, and he brought the water, and he personally washed the feet of Sudama. And then he sprinkled the water on his own head. Simply to set an example to others. Yadyad acharati shrestad. What a great man does, that is what common men will follow. Simply to set an example, even if you are God, if you are playing the role of a Kshatriya, you'll have to do those things. You may be a great person, if you are taking a role, then you'll have to do that role properly. I am a very great man, I took the jadu, then you'll have to jadu to marna chahi na. Then you can't say that I am a great man, I don't know how to sweep. Then Krishna garlanded him and put chandan. No chandan, chandan dala, perfume. And as he was worshipping Sudama with the incense, ghee lamp, like Guru Puja, he was doing like a Guru Puja. And Rukmini Devi was putting chamar, she was fanning Sudama. And all the maid servants, they were wondering, hey, what is this? Our Lord is worshipping and Rukmini is serving him. What kind of, who is this person? And he doesn't also look like any appealing person, like skinny and wearing some torn cloth. And he walked for so many days, little bit dirty also, kapda. So people are astonished. This is something wonderful is happening. So in this way, Lord Krishna worshipped Sudama, and then they started talking about their childhood. How they two were together in the Gurukul. So Krishna started asking, so how are you? You left so many years back. Did you get married? How many children do you have? Started talking. Then both of them started remembering their activity at the Gurukul of Sandipani Muni. Sandipani Muni's ashram is in Ujjain. Ujjain. Sandipani Muni's ashram is there. Even now there is a temple. Sandipani Muni's ashram. There is a temple of Sudama Krishna. So Lord Krishna started telling, oh, we were living with our wonderful spiritual master. So Lord Krishna explains there that the father is the first spiritual master, one who gives birth, father. And then a brahmana who initiates, like not our initiation, but in the traditional orthodox brahmanical family, when a son becomes 7-8 years, then they put no threat ceremony. So he initiates to perform Gayatri and perform the spiritual activity. He is considered the second spiritual master. This is only ritual. Whereas the spiritual master who gives the transcendental knowledge, who gives the knowledge about Krishna, the knowledge about Krishna conscious activity, and he engages him in Krishna consciousness, he is the third guru and the real guru. Krishna says, the spiritual master who gives the transcendental knowledge about the relation between soul and super soul and engages the spirit soul in the service of Krishna, that is the natural constitutional position of the spirit soul. And he engages in that constitutional duty, and that is the real spiritual master, Lord Krishna says. And Krishna goes forward to say that that spiritual master is non-different from me. I am that. The spiritual master who engages the disciple in service of Krishna and gives the transcendental knowledge. So Krishna explains there, there are various levels that I am satisfied. There are many ways to satisfy me. Sometimes somebody comes and does a ritual, you know, does some yajna, some arati. Sometimes I am satisfied, but I am not really satisfied in those rituals. Sometimes a person takes the process of Krishna consciousness, getting initiated, and does different level of activity. I am okay, I am satisfied. Still, inside my heart, I am not really satisfied. But when a devotee serves my devotee, who is acting in the capacity of a guru, is talking with reference to the Sandipani Muni's ashram that they were doing, how great Sandipani Muni was. So Krishna explained, I am more satisfied than worshipping me and performing rituals, etc., etc., when a devotee serves my pure devotee. Service to my devotee satisfies me more than somebody directly comes and worships me. So in this way, we were staying with our guru's ashram. Do you remember, Krishna is asking Sudama, do you remember one day we both went to collect firewood? So, yes, I remember that. See, in the Gurukul, the student, the disciple, is supposed to do all kinds of menial activities for the guru. Usually, gurus, you know, they stay in the, you know, ashram somewhere outside the city. It's not inside the city. Jungle somewhere in the, you know, forest. And it will be like a simple hermitage, simple cottage kind of house, not like a palace kind of thing. And day-to-day need, like grains for cooking and firewood, all the students have to get it. They'll have to go to the nearby village and beg for, you know, charity. And when they see that the Brahmana children have come, people will give some grain, some sabji, like that. And then they'll have to go to the forest to collect firewood, to cook. So, one fine day, Guru Patni, that is, Sandipani Muni's wife, told the children, "Oh children, go get some firewood, you know, for cooking, we need firewood. So you can go and get some firewood." So Krishna and Sudama, they said, "Yes, we'll go." They went deep into the forest to get some dry. You know, when the tree becomes, you know, dead and, you know, it falls down, it becomes dry, then it is good for burning. You can't bring a wet wood. Wet wood, you know what, you don't go and cut the wet wood, it won't be helpful. So Krishna and Sudama went deep into the forest to collect this firewood. And suddenly, an unseasonal storm came. It was not a rainy season. Storm. Heavy thunder, heavy rain. They were deep into the forest. They didn't know what to do. They got stuck. Then it became dark. They didn't even find a way back to their ashram. And they stayed the whole night in one place. Actually, that place, if you go to Ujjain, there is a place. I think its name is Gopalpur or something like that. When we went for Ujjain Kumbh Mela, one day we went to this place. There is a temple where Krishna and Sudama were staying overnight. Still there is there. There is two trees actually, very old trees. There is a small temple. It's about 50-60 kilometers from Ujjain. Very, you know, remote place. So, still it is there, Sudama and Krishna. There is a small temple, some pujari is there. And that is a place you can see. Krishna went 30-40 kilometers deep into the forest to collect firewood and got stuck. Place is still existing. Very nice place. So next time anybody goes there, you can go to this place, Ujjain. So they got stuck. Then Sandipani Muni got also worried. Are why these children went to the forest? They didn't come overnight. What happened? So these two boys, they got stuck with the firewood, and Sandipani Muni started in the morning, early morning. All night they didn't return back because heavy rain, dark. They couldn't even find what is high and low, you know, it's full of water. They stayed back there. And Sandipani Muni started searching. He was worried very much. Anything happened to our kids and, you know, they got drowned. It's a responsibility of the guru. In Gurukul, somebody sent, you say that they went and drowned, you can't say like that. So he was concerned. So finally, Sandipani Muni could find them. They were coming and he went, "Oh, you are so nice. So you are doing such a wonderful service. You are doing the duty of a disciple perfectly. You didn't even care for yourself. Simply to serve me, you are gone. I am very, very happy with both of you. Whatever you learn, he will be very, very useful to you. Sometimes Guru is not pleased. He will say that you don't remember it." Like Karna went to Parasuram to learn the warfare. Parasuram didn't want to teach any Kshatriya. He said, no, I am a Brahmana, no problem. Karna was not a Brahmana. But he was learning the art of warfare. But when he figured out that you are not actually a Brahmana or Kshatriya, he said that when it is going to be needed the most, that time it will not be useful. Bas, Haribol. All the thing you learn, and it will be very useful when you don't need it actually. When you actually need it, it won't be useful. What is the use of that? Because of which Karna has to... That is all arrangement of Krishna anyway. So here, Sandipani Muni blessed. It's very important. Sandipani Muni was completely pleased and he blessed the kids that he will be completely satisfied. I am satisfied. And that way, it will be whatever you learn, that will be most useful for you. So Lord Krishna says in this context that only by the grace of Guru one can actually achieve the purpose in life. Krishna says here, we both were so nicely serving and our Guru was so pleased and he blessed us. So that is The reason that you are able to perform your Krishna conscious activity, even though you went, got married and so many children, you are keeping the mind balanced, controlled senses. Very difficult. But because of the blessings of our Guru, you are able to do that. So, in this way, both Sudama and Krishna were talking various different activity, and they were able to remember in their whatever they performed in their childhood. So, as they were speaking, Lord Krishna was asking Sudama, okay, so what gift did you bring for me? He knows actually within the heart the condition of Sudama. So Krishna was asking, did you bring any gift for me? Sudama actually brought something, but then he saw the palace, you know, it's like everywhere gold and gems and, you know, so opulent and, you know, he thought, I brought this flat rice, sukka sukka, it's not even like, you know, any sugar is put or it's not made into any nice preparation. Just sukka poha, you know, flat rice. He thought, this doesn't fit actually. He didn't say anything. Krishna was waiting that he may give, and he was not giving only. He said, then he has to ask actually, did you bring anything? He didn't say anything. Then to encourage Sudama, don't have to think that you'll have to bring any great gift for me. So Krishna says, my dear Sudama, even if a very small gift is offered to me with love, that I accept more than any great gift without any love. You don't have to give me any, you know, something very opulent. But if something is opulent offered to me, but there is no love in it, if it is especially from a non-devotee, I don't care. But even if you give very, very simple thing with love, I really enjoy it. Sudama is silent. Still he is not opening anything. Then Krishna says exactly the same sloka in Bhagavad Gita. Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati. Tadaham bhakti upahadam asnami prayatatmanah. Same sloka, ditto, Bhagavad Gita, here Bhagavatam. Same sloka, just before this sloka actually. So, Krishna indicates, Krishna here in this sloka, if you see, patram, tulasi leaf, very easily available. Any tulsi plant will be available, you can just take it. You don't have to have any great effort. Pushpam, again in the garden there may be one small flower. Phalam, available in the nature. Toyam, available in nature. Krishna is only asking something which is available in nature. He is not even saying that you make a big feast for me, then you'll have to have so much effort, you know, go bring the firewood, cook and this and that. What is simply available only he has asked. Nothing complicated. But what he wants is the love with which it is offered. It may be very simple, but when the love is added to that simple thing, Krishna says, I accept it. Because it is offered with the love. And Krishna is actually looking for the love with which the object is offered. So, when the object is offered with love, even though the object may not be palatable, Krishna loves it. In the case of Vidura, another poor person, he didn't want to go to the palace when Krishna visited Duryodhana for truce. Duryodhana had a wonderful palace and he was going to give royal hospitality. And Krishna said, no, I don't want your hospitality. I came to do the truce and you are not willing. Where he went to Vidura's place because he was a devotee. And Vidura's place, Vidura was not even there, Vidura's wife was there. And Vidura's wife did not expect him because he thought that this king coming and he may stay in the royal place, 5-star facility. He is coming to my place. She didn't even know how to react. Oh, Krishna, Sometimes you get some guest, unexpected guest, some great personality. You don't know what to do actually. She didn't know what to do. She somehow made him to sit and all, oh Krishna. And she wanted to offer something. She brought bananas. She didn't have nature, no available banana. She didn't make a chapan bhog. Only bananas were there. But her love was so much there. She didn't even want to give the full banana to Krishna. He has to peel it, you know. She wanted to peel and give ready to eat. Ready to eat. But she was so immersed in the love of Krishna that she was not even know what she was offering to Krishna. She was actually peeling him, peeling. And she was actually giving the peel, not the pulp, fruit. She was not giving the banana fruit. Banana was down and she is giving peel. Krishna was eating that. He was finding more taste in that peel than actual banana. Vidura came in and said, hey, what's happening here? You are giving peel. Hey, Krishna said, hey, chup, chup. Why are you disturbing, man? Just relax, relax. I am okay with this. What is your problem? If I am okay, what is your problem? She is giving me. It's okay with me. So even if a peel is offered to Krishna, with love actually, if it has to be soaked with love. You can't just always offer peel to Krishna, then it will be a problem. If in so much ecstatic Krishna consciousness, if his wonderful devotee offers peel, Krishna doesn't mind. He's eating actually, they're tasting the love with which it is offered. So in that way, Krishna is telling here, you give me something simple, don't worry Sudama, I will accept it, don't worry, no problem. Still Sudama is not giving, everything is fine, but this is, no, not so good. So, Lord Krishna, then, said, this fellow, you know, is too much. I have to do a thorough security check. You must be hiding something. Then he started pulling his cloth. He is not going to give because he knew him. Then he started pulling his cloth. Anything you are hiding or what? Then he figured out something is tied. Hey, you are hiding something? Oh, this is for me? This is for me? Krishna is telling in this sloka. This is the sloka. Wherein Krishna is telling, my friend, have you brought this for me? He caught hold of this, you know, something you are hiding. This is for me. It gives me extreme pleasure. Indeed, these few grains of flat rice will satisfy not only me. Don't think you just brought only few, a handful of this poha. This will not only satisfy me, this will satisfy the entire universe. You brought something in small quantity which can satisfy the entire universe because when I am satisfied, everybody has to be satisfied. Yashmin tushte jagat tushte. So, in that way, Lord Krishna caught hold of this tiny packet of this flat rice. He opened it. And Sudama said, hey, no, it's not so good. Hey, chup, you keep quiet. So he took the flat rice and with one hand, there are few handfuls, with one hand, he took one handful of the sweet rice, this poha. Flat rice. There was no sweet anywhere. So, Krishna relished it. Krishna said, oh, so wonderful you brought. So much tasty it is. That taste is actually the love of Sudama and his wife for Krishna. So tasty, man. You are hiding this. You are not even giving this. What is this, yeah? Too much. Then he was going to take another handful. Rukmini said, no, don't take, stop. Pakda unka haath. Bas, ek bar liya, yehi bahut ho gaya. So this is an important thing in which various acharyas have commented. Why did Rukmini come and stop Krishna? She should allow him, okay, chalo kao, acha se. Only she could allow him to take one handful, not more than that. This is enough. So Shripad Sridhar Swami explains that Rukmini felt that by that one handful of eating that flat rice, immediately so much wealth, opulence was given to Sudama in his, you know, Sudama Puri, poor Bandar. And she felt that if one more hand if he eats, then she has to go personally and stay there to serve Sudama. She said, no, I don't want to go stay there. Let me be here. This much wealth is enough for him. This is good enough for, not only for this life, for next, so many generations to come, everything is there. This is enough. Bas, stop it. Shripad Sridhar Swami. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, commenting on the same verse, says that Vishnu, this is acharyas. When acharyas on the same thing, each one may have a different realization. These are the direct contact with Krishna. Krishna gives inspiration and realization. What would have happened? They get realization, then they write. You can't just keep speculating actually. Speculations don't work in Krishna consciousness. Vaishnava songs, Vaishnava bhajan, they have written, not that you can also start writing like cinema song. It doesn't work like that. What they personally experience, they put it, pen it down. Unless you personally experience, you can't pen it down. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, "Are bhai, he brought only so little. And you are keeping on eating. What about us? We have got so many queens and we have got so many maid servants. Even one grains if we take, it will not be sufficient for us. Don't take, one is enough for you, remaining amko dedu." That she was telling externally. But internally she was thinking, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur said, "This sweet rice is so bad, so dry. If you eat more, your stomach will become upset. Don't eat more, chalo. One hand is enough. Jada kayega to pet karab ho jayega." Internally she was thinking, this is enough for you. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur comments on this. Srila Prabhupada comments that when a devotee pleases Krishna, then Lakshmi Devi personally goes to reside in that place. When a devotee pleases Krishna, Lakshmi goes to that house and resides. When Lakshmi goes to the house, that means she goes with the opulence. So the opulence automatically come. So in that way, Sudama was elevated to the state of opulence, which is far better than Indra's. Indra's opulence is considered less than Sudama's opulence. So Krishna was thinking himself, actually you have so much love for me, I can give myself, I can give my opulence like Dwaraka, but no, this is meant for, you know, transcendent, this is all transcendental. What I can give something wealth, no material wealth, I can give any opulence that is far better than even Indra. So it is said that, Krishna brought the opulence of Indra, more than Indra's opulence, to the earth planet for his wonderful devotee Sudama. So Sudama did not ask anything still. His wife actually, if you remember, told her, go and bring something, some charity. But forcefully Krishna took. He said, "Theek hai, abhi to kuch nahi kar sakta hai." Then they said, okay. They talked for some more time. He took rest for the day. And next day, Sudama said, okay, I will go back. Krishna said, okay. So he came out. And still Sudama did not ask anything. He never asked actually, even though his wife told, go bring some charity, He didn't ask anything. And Krishna came out and, you know, sent him off. And Sudama started walking. And he was thinking about, oh, what a wonderful thing. I went to Krishna. Krishna is so great. He remembered all those things. So he was giving so much nice hospitality for me. So nice it was. And he, like that he was thinking. By the time he reached his place, he came to his place. Then he said, oh, I must have come to a wrong place. He saw no palaces actually. And so many kids, you know, dressed, you know, very opulently, and they were playing. He said, I must have come to a wrong place actually. Then all these kids, they saw Sudama. And then they started calling, oh, Papa, Papa. He said, who are these kids actually? He couldn't even recognize his own kids. They were so transformed with opulence. They said, then when he was closely looking, hey, these are my kids. Hey, what happened to you guys? Where did you get all this thing? When I went, you didn't even have a dhoti to wear. Now, you know, all jewels and, you know, they are looking like effulgent people. Then as he was talking to the kids, then his wife could understand that Sudama has come. So she also came out. And she also came to him, and he thought this must be a celestial damsel actually. She thought some heavenly personality has come. She was also daring, you know, wearing a so opulent dress and, you know, so effulgent looking. And he couldn't recognize his wife also. So who are you, he said. Then they say, the servants were there. Previously they were like servants, now they have got so many servants. They all said, no, don't you recognize, this is your wife only. Really, my wife? Oh, yeah, now I could see. So here, it is explained that actually Krishna could have transformed Sudama also there. He didn't do it. Because if he comes transformed, these people will not recognize him. They will think that he is somebody else. So he came as it is. You know, he went like how he went, he came as it is. No change. So he came skinny, and otherwise these people will say that you are somebody else. So as soon as he was reminded by others that this is your wife and this is your children, this is your place, then Sudama could understand, wow, without Krishna's hand this cannot happen. So as he could understand that, immediately he also got transformed. The skinny body Gaya, he became like very handsome, nice dress, and with so much opulence he was living. And it was explain that even though he was living in that opulence equivalent to Indra, he was never affected by that happiness. Still, his consciousness was same, Krishna consciousness. So it is explained that Krishna actually can give opulence. Sometimes people think that Krishna cannot give material opulence. It's not a problem for him. It's actually the easiest thing he can do. But if that opulence is going to divert a devotee from Krishna consciousness, he doesn't give that. Not at all. He may better make that person to suffer more than give him something which can actually take him away from the path of Krishna consciousness. Whereas, when he is sure that the person is going to use it in service of Krishna and not going to be diverted, he can give as much opulence as possible. So here, Sudama was the example of the second category, wherein he was not at all diverted from his Krishna conscious practice simply because he got such and such opulence. So Sripad Jiva Goswami explains that if the opulence is going to give somebody a pride, and that pride is going to entangle him more, I am so and so, I possess this, that actually entangles the person. Whereas, when a person remains in Krishna consciousness, in spite of possessing various opulences, still when he is not affected by it, and that actually level of consciousness, that thinking, always thinking like that, Jiva Goswami explains that, that actually cuts the knot of any kind of attachment one may have. The material attachments are said to be knots, and that knots, when it becomes very tight, when you cannot do it, then it has to be cut. So, the conscious, Krishna consciousness, always thinking that even though I have this, these are all Krishna's, I am engaging in Krishna's service, that can actually cut the knot. So Sudama was an example of that. Even though he was living in such a heavenly opulence, he never was thinking that, no, I should be just enjoying this. Whereas he was always thinking about, first of all, how he actually was, dealing with Krishna when he was a small boy. But then much more than that, how Krishna reciprocated with him in Dwaraka. He was always thinking, oh, Krishna is like that. He did this to me. Krishna is such a wonderful personality that when he is completely satisfied with a devotee, he may reciprocate in something which he may not have done it before. Any time. He may not have heard about it, whether he can do like that or not. So that is Krishna's mercy. Like Krishna has so many wonderful pastimes. There never was any time that the deity walked, For the first time Krishna walked. Nobody could believe, hey, really he walked? First time. He didn't walk before. First time Krishna stole a pot of sweet rice offered to him actually. First time he may do also certain things which actually, because he is actually inspired by the love, the devotion of the devotee, he said, okay, I'll do this. Something which is never done before. So in that way, Sudama was thinking, oh, this is Krishna, he did this to me. All the time he was thinking like that. That has actually cut whatever small attachment he could have had with his family and whatever, the opulence he had. And in that way, actually Sudama went back home, back to Godhead, after finishing his pastimes. So, Sukadeva Goswami explains that by hearing this wonderful pastime of Lord Krishna with Sudama, one actually, when a person thinks about it, oh, this is what Krishna did, when one is inspired, so the love for God is invoked within the heart. So much so that any bondage a devotee may have because of his material possessions, because any pride he may have, I am a learned scholar, I am this, I am that, a little thing he may have, when one meditates upon this pastime, Sukadeva Goswami says, oh, Sudama did like that, Krishna did like that. When one meditates upon, the knot of material pride, material attachment, that will be cut, and which actually can ensure a person to go back home, back to Godhead. So in that way, it is a wonderful lesson for everyone. Even though directly Krishna did not reciprocate Sudama in Dwaraka, Krishna actually could understand what Sudama wanted, what actually Sudama's wife wanted. It's actually not Sudama never wanted anything. Because Sudama was a pure devotee, Krishna decided to satisfy his wife also. Chalo, your family wants, what's a big deal, I will give. So in that way, we all may have our own plan. Every one of us, we have our own plan, but Krishna also has his own plan. So when we understand Krishna's plan and act accordingly, then that is the ultimate thing which can satisfy everyone. So in that way, Krishna is supremely merciful to his devotees. Even a simple thing done to him with right attitude, with right love, Krishna consciousness can satisfy him, which can actually pave way for us to advance in our Krishna consciousness and go back home, back to Godhead. I stop here. If you have any comments or questions, we may discuss. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the very nice Harikatha.
Hare Krishna.
You're describing these two types of devotees towards the end of your class. One type that is never be attached to any kind of opulence, so Krishna gives opulence. Another where Krishna is concerned that if he gives opulence, that the devotee will develop some pride, so therefore he doesn't give the opulence. I was wondering if there's any third possibility where a devotee is so conditional and that unless he's given opulence, he won't serve Krishna. Then does Krishna give opulence?
If a devotee says that unless you give me money, I cannot serve you, is there any case? As far as I could see, there is no case like that where Krishna has to give something to get from that devotee. Better Krishna allow him to act, let the karma work on him. By his own karma you get something, then you start serving. I think, as far as I think, Krishna doesn't need to give somebody to get service from that person. He is going to serve. Because to serve Krishna you don't need opulence. That is the problem. Because what Krishna says here is, if he had said I want chappan bhog, then you'll have to get ingredients, you'll have to get cooking staff and so many items. Then you can say, unless you give all these things, how can I give you chappan bhog? So if Krishna says, please bring me chappan bhog, I am a poor brahmana, why are you asking chappan bhog? Then you give me all the grains, then I will come and make chappan bhog. What Krishna says, patram pushpam phalam toyam, he already provided in nature. So what patram you are offering, it is actually Krishna's mercy. If Krishna's mercy is not there, how Tulsi Maharani will grow? So Krishna has already given in nature what he wants to get back from us. He has given. So that thing only Krishna wants. So for this it is not very much effort required. Because of which it is not really necessary that Krishna has to provide. But if a devotee doubts Krishna's integrity, then Krishna will give also. There is an example for that. Oh, Krishna says he will do? Really he will do it or what? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Ananyas chinta yanto mam yojana pariyupasate tesham nityavi yuktanam yoga kshemam vahamyaham. Krishna says, when a person is always engaged in my devotional service, I retain what he has. I give what he lacks. Yoga. Yoga means for connecting to me. Connected to Krishna. Not connected to Krishna. So there was one brahmana. He every day used to read Bhagavad Gita and then go for begging charity. So like that, one day when he was reading, this sloka came. Ananyas chinta yanto mam yojana pariyupasate tesham nityavi yuktanam yoga kshema vahami aham. Krishna says, I give that. When he was reading that, oh, wait a minute. Krishna says, I give what is lacking in a person. Does he mean really he will give? May not be. He said, giving means he may be sending through somebody, you know. Theek hai, aham theek nahi hai there. O sloka ko cancel kar diya. He took a red ink pen. Fortunately, he had a red ink pen. He cancelled it. He said, there is something wrong with this sloka. Krishna, no, without thinking, he must have told. Cancelled it. So he went for begging that day. As I said, brahmana means you just go to different people and then give them some spiritual knowledge, then tell them about some Ayurveda, somebody is having some disease, you cure them, some Jyotis. These all you do, they will give some charity, some rice, grain, sabji, fruits like that. Then you can, that is the way they survive. That particular day, this Divi Brahmana went for begging, first house event. They said, oh, Panditji, today somebody died in our family, everything is okay, today we cannot give charity, Hare Krishna. Another house event, he said, no, something is this, no, we cannot give. He went so many houses, nobody gave anything. He said, what is wrong today? At least I don't get so much, at least little bit to milna chahiye, kuch nahi mila. He was thinking, something is wrong today. As he was thinking, in his house, his wife was waiting. Are kya itna time lag gaya? He has not yet come back. So somebody came and knocked the door. She opened the door and he saw a small boy carrying a heavy weight. He said, who are you? Oh, I am no disciple of no Panditji. He has sent me with all these things. Kya hai? Are kya hai? Rice, dal, ghee, sab. Feast banane ke aaj. I am not able to know lift also. Please take quickly. She said, why you are in a hurry? Are bhai? My Guruji, he has beaten me already that I am not moving fast. That's why you have to come running. He has beaten me, I am not moving fast. Go quickly and give, he said. So I am giving you fast, you take, do some no cooking for him. He has beaten you? Actually, this boy was looking so beautiful. She was feeling like motherly affection. He was so nice looking, you have beaten him. What kind of person he is? Yes, you don't believe, see my back. Piche, lal color mein, there is a mark. Oh, really so bad? Let him come, I will get on his case. No, you better go and cook fast, otherwise he will come and beat me again more. No, you don't worry about that, I will take care of that. But you also wait, you also should take prasad. He said, no problem, you better go inside and you cook. So this Brahmana came. He came and he was thinking today he has to fast. But when he was coming near the house, अच्छा अच्छा स्मेल आ रहा है घी घी में कुछ बना रहा है. He said, what is happening here? And then the wife is very busy. He thought that she will be sitting idle. She is very busy cooking a feast. And then he said, what's happening? First of all, she was angry. What kind of person you are? Why did you beat that small child? What small child? अरे, you only told that child to bring all these items. I am cooking a feast today. क्या क्या लाया? बड़ा लिस्ट दिया, ग्रॉसरी लिस्ट, इतना सब दे दिया. ही वॉज थिंकिंग इन द माइंड, अरे आई डिंट सेंड एनी, इन फैक्ट आई डिंट गेट एनीथिंग टूडे, वॉट आई हैव टू सेंड एनी वे. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई डोंट हैव एनी डिसाइपल एनी वे. ही सेड डिसाइपल लेस गुरु. एंड ही सेड, वॉट आई डोंट हैव एनी डिसाइपल, यू से डिसाइपल. देन शी सेड, आई हैव सीन पर्सनली, नो रेड मार्क वॉज देयर ऑन द बैक ऑफ द चाइल्ड, एंड दिस इज नॉट द वे टू नो ट्रीट, डोंट डू लाइक दिस. ठीक है जाओ कुकिंग को खत्म करो पहला. देन ही स्टार्टेड थिंग, व्हाट इज रॉन्ग? देन ही वेंट एंड ओपन द स्लो भगवद गीता. दैट रेड मार्क दैट ही हैज कैंसल्ड इज कैंसल्ड एक्चुअली, नो रेड मार्क. द श्लोका इज इंटैक्ट. अनन्य चिंतयंतो माम योजना पर्युपासते तेषां नित्याभियुक्तानां योग क्षेम वहाम्यहम. सो कृष्णा हैज कैंसल्ड द कैंसलेशन मार्क. Then he could understand this boy is none other than Krishna came. And he said that, no, I mean it. I carry personally. So, at least in that case, Krishna really brought some material opulence to this person to prove that what he said is true. If somebody really wants to challenge, he says he will save his own devotee, somebody challenges, Krishna will really come and save the devotee actually. Because Krishna says, that a devotee who is so nicely engaged in pure devotional service to me, I come on my Garuda carrier and personally lift him from the ocean of birth and death. You see one picture also, Krishna is coming on the Garuda and it says he is lifting. Usually, usually, like sinful people, Yamadutas come. For somebody who is supposed to go to Vaikuntha, Vishnu Dutas come. Here Vaikuntha. Here Vaikuntha Viman. Vaikuntha Viman come. Vishnu Dutas come. Krishna doesn't come that frequently. But if somebody says, no, personally he says he will lift me, it may not be true, maybe Vishnu Duta he mean. Then in that case he will really come and lift also. So, yes, Krishna may give. When somebody doubts his integrity, what he has said in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, if somebody says, maybe really will do or not, you say, yes, I will do it. But not otherwise saying that, no, no, Krishna, unless you give, I cannot offer you. I think Krishna will say, better you improve your consciousness. You don't have to do anything, chant Hare Krishna, then your consciousness will improve. That is good enough for Krishna. And that is what I think. With my tiny, very tiny fragment of little Krishna conscious understanding I may have from the scriptures.
Hare Krishna Bhavuji, you gave this one case that if somebody challenges Krishna's integrity, then he personally provides things. And you also mentioned in the, when you started answering Prabhuji's question, that okay, that someone's situation may be like that, Krishna personally tells him, okay, today I want to eat chappan bhoga, then he says, okay, you know, provide me things, you know, how can I make chappan bhoga? But there's other cases like Sanatana Goswami, where Madan Mohanji asked him, you know, why don't you put some salt in the food, you know, you're just offering me without salt. Then Sanatana Goswami didn't ask him back, you know, you provide me the salt. But he was indeed searching, how can I get salt from Krishna?
No, he said, nahi milega.
Oh, sorry.
Nahi milega, khane ka to gao nahi to jao. It's a different level, you know, this you can't imitate. In that highest level, the way you they will reciprocate, you can't even know.
Yeah.
You can't understand.
No, I'm just giving example. I'm not
Krishna
trying to imitate
this
them.
Is, this is actually to reciprocate. This is a ras, you know, to try to understand what he will reply. If he wanted salt, he can put himself. But you can see, when Krishna told him, get me salt, Sanatana Goswami said, you give me salt, then I will give you. He didn't want to take from him. He wanted to only give. Itna hi mera paas hai. Lene ke ta leo, nahi to theek hai. Then Krishna said, no problem. Itna hi dega to khayega isko. Because he wants to give his mercy to him, Mahaprasad, you know. If he doesn't eat, how Sanatana Goswami will get mercy? Isko hi khayega main. If somebody would offer with salt, he won't eat that. This will be more tastier for him with the love. He didn't put salt, but he has put a lot of love. So he was tasting that love. The pure devotees, they may have different interaction with Krishna. Krishna may interact, that's what I said. He may interact in a very different way than previously what he interacted. That is possible. That depends upon how pure a person's Krishna consciousness is. Krishna has no problem. He doesn't care for anybody's comment or you know, anything.
Hare Krishna. Regarding Bhaktar Prabhu's question, if a devotee thinks that if he will not supply, then how I will offer these things? Regarding that, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion, it is mentioned that the sweet rice he was making in mind, if somebody doesn't have things, he didn't require to request Krishna to do that. If nothing is available, like you said, Patra Pushpam Phalatvam, it is not available even, in mind he can do that.
Very nice.
And in mind also you can do very opulent way. Like if Prabhupada give you an example, in mind you can build a nice golden throne.
You can build you have a road, you know, you can have a gem road.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah,
for
yeah.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
yeah, yeah.
The devotee made a wonderful road,
yeah.
Made of gems, you know, royal road kind of thing.
Right. So even if you don't have anything, still you have a more opportunity to serve opulently also.
Yeah,
so there is no question of a stop this seva.
Right. So all these devotees, it seems that they didn't ask from Krishna. Even though they wanted. So that example of a Brahmana offering sweet rice. So here you need to get ingredients. But he is a very elderly, old Brahmana. He didn't have facility. But he didn't tell Krishna that please supply. Krishna, I have the grocery list for you, tomorrow I want to make sweet rice. He didn't do that. Whereas he did it in the mind. Mind. In the mind, the facilities are more than physical. Physical facility means you are restricted by physical conditions, Your body can work only to a certain limit. The amount is restricted. In mind, you can have unlimited, not chop and bog, you can have 1008 items also. Turant ho jayega mind mein. So I think we have to work with the mind to get all our supplies, not with the body. I think Krishna accepts it. Definitely accepts it. Yes, please.
Hare Krishna Puji. Mahatma Vidura's great wife, out of great love, she forgot what was happening externally. And she was offering the banana skins and keeping aside the bananas. And even Lord Krishna himself was accepting that, Vidura, I am accepting her love, not what she was offering. So my question is, when Krishna was personally present there and she was forgetting what she was offering, and why this kind of love is glorified?
Why this kind of love is glorified? Because of Krishna's extraordinary activity, that love, Krishna did not reject it, you see. He said, yes, I accept it. Because Krishna accepted it, so what comes in touch with Uttama Sloka? It's Uttama Sloka Gunanu Varnanam. So, Krishna can even accept something which is normally not accepted by anybody when it is soaked with love. Because it is a glorious thing, then everybody glorifies it. Nobody ever would accept. If you go to a demigod and give, they say, hey, what is wrong with you, guy? They will shake you up. Krishna, he said, no problem. Give. So he, because of Krishna's extraordinary relation with his devotee, he didn't want to disturb her love, you see. So what comes in touch with Krishna's wonderful activities are glorified. This is wonderful activity. If somebody comes and gives us banana, suppose somebody comes